With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A man in custody after crashing his car into the White House security perimeter last night. That is still under investigation. Vice President J.D. Vance is in the Middle East, trying to lead the way as the U.S. tries to maintain that somewhat fragile ceasefire that was accomplished by the Trump administration, even though he acknowledges there are going to be a number of challenges.
My visit had nothing to do with events of the past 48 hours. We had actually tried to plan this visit, frankly, months ago, and now we thought this would be a good time to do it.
Secretary of State Rubio is set to visit Israel Friday. He'll sit down with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Trump, looking to end Russia's war in Ukraine, now says it's pointless for him to meet with Vladimir Putin.
Notably, the Russians sent a diplomatic note to the Americans at the weekend, basically sticking to all their long-term positions on the war, saying that they demanded the whole of the Donbass in the east and even more territory than they currently occupy. This is, in effect, a rejection of Mr. Trump's position. He said he wants a ceasefire, a freezing of the current battle lines in Ukraine. Now, an administration official telling me that there are now no plans for a summit in the immediate future, and Mr. Trump confirming that news.
And that report from the BBC's Tom Bateman. Meanwhile, Charles de la Desma reports a large-scale Russian drone and missile attack across Ukraine has killed at least six people, including a woman and her two daughters.
In the Kyiv region, rescuers discovered the bodies of three people, including two children, after a strike set a private house ablaze in the village of Pereby, the regional governor explained. The victims were a woman and her two daughters. Others were found dead in the Dnipro district of the Ukrainian capital, where emergency services rescued 10 people after a fire caused by drone debris hit the sixth floor of a 16-story residential building.
This is SRN News. Just how influential is religion in the United States today? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a study that asks that very question.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 68% of Americans think faith is generally losing influence in society versus 31% that say it's gaining influence. The survey also reveals that 59% of respondents think that religion is generally good for the country. 20% feel the opposite. Everybody else isn't sure. The view of faith as a positive thing for society has been increasing gradually since 2019. Michael Harrington reporting.
British prosecutors have decided that Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linehan will not face charges after his arrest over social media posts critical of transgender people. Linehan, known for co-creating Father Ted and The It Crowd, was arrested last month at Heathrow Airport. This is SRN News. Researchers have debunked the origin of Chicago's so-called rat hole.
They now conclude some other critter was likely responsible for creating the sidewalk landmark. The rat hole was a full-body impression of a small creature crossing wet cement. The imprint closely resembled a rat, hence the nickname. Someone filled it in last year, but the city preserved the slab. Researchers have studied the imprint and conclude it was a muskrat or a squirrel, not a rat. Well, rats. Jason Walker reporting.
Experts say France's royal jewels may be gone forever after Sunday's daring heist at the Louvre Museum. Thieves made off with eight priceless pieces, including crowns and necklaces, in just 4 minutes' time. On Wall Street, a big sell-off so far. The Dow is down 434 points. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.